In this week's Legal Issues in the News, it's the legal ramifications of how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Imagine all Whoville remembered the past. Imagine all Whoville wanted to cast the Who nets way up high in the air and capture the Grinch with all his green hair. So imagine that townspeople took to the courts. Whoville v. Grinch, a drama of sorts. Pretend that they looked to the courts of this state, deciding forgiveness just had to wait. Three charges, three big ones, a three-count indictment, and the only defense, a sort of contritement, for all that the Grinch could truly say was, "I'm sorry, not again," in his change-of-heart way. Defense enough? You have to decide. Hear all the counts with ears open wide and then think, if the jury were you, what would you do? Count number one would certainly be, you probably guessed it, burglary. For the Grinch, he entered a dwelling intending to take all things within, including the mending. Illinois Code Section 19-3 describes residential burglary. For the Grinch to be guilty of just such a crime, he'd have to have entered with theft on his mind. Did he? Let's look to the Dr. Seuss book. In it, Grinch grabbed Santy's hat from a hook and didn't say much of what he was thinking. But we'll look to his actions, and he'll soon be sinking. Count number two, a simple one, theft. For the Grinch came to Whoville and left it bereft of all the Who's things, the roast beast, the presents, leaving all Who's less Who-like, more like singing peasants. Illinois Code Section 16-1 tells about theft, doesn't mention by gun. Instead, there's guilt if by threat or deception he got things of another, like the stuff I just mentioned. We'll look to the book again for the facts. The Grinch has a witness to his evil acts. Cindy Lou Who watched the tree go and grieved. It's she whom the Grinch meant to deceive. And recall that sad little dog name of Max. We've all heard tale of such horrid attacks on that poor little antlered mutt. No, Harry's sweetie. Cruelty to animals, count number three. The Humane Care for Animals law seems written to get the Grinch right in the craw. The Grinch wasn't allowed to go where he went, an animal he can't overwork or torment. There's evidence there, nice drawings, in fact, Grinch giving Max horns, a very cruel act. Then overwork, Max pulled a stuffed sled. Torment, oh yes, Grinch played games with his head. But as for witnesses, dogs cannot talk. And so on this count, Grinch might get to walk. The pictures, they're there, everyone, plain as day. But you guessed it, it's all called hearsay. After his deeds, the Grinch changed his small heart and put all things back where they'd been at the start. But that, while a very fine act, thing, or gesture, is not a defense, more like prison investiture. A judge, however, could consider such things mitigation in Grinch's own court sentencing and send Grinch to jail, put him in ties for far less time than he'd face otherwise. So would you convict? Oh, please, please do tell. In the book, there's no trial, all's well that ends well. For me, the case seems pretty airtight, but I'm against crime. My name's Amy Guida.
Legal Issues in the News can be found on will.illinois.edu and be heard every Monday at WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 at 7 a.m. And don't forget to subscribe to the Legal Issues in the News podcast to get them delivered right to your smart device.